James Carlton, good morning.
Good morning, Fran. And it is a remarkable set of front pages. We have the news of the media laws. Independent Rob Oakeshott confirmed last night on 7:30 what he hinted on this program earlier in the day. He won't support any of the media bills. Also last night on Late Line, Independent Tony Windsor added his name to the no's. Let's have a listen to what he said.
I think a number on the crossbench are starting to say, well, if it's take it or leave it, we'll leave it for the moment. Let's try and organise it a bit better in the future. If it's take some and leave others, deal with the bills one at a time, there may be the possibility of getting a few of those bills up.
If it is take it or leave it, how do you vote?
Well, I'd leave it. I'd leave it, and I think it'd be dead.
Well, the most generous coverage of all this for the Prime Minister's perspective comes from The Australian, funnily enough. Gillard opens door to media deal as executives unite to fight reforms. PM promises to look at sensible suggestions. But then there's the rest of the papers. Perth, West Australian, fight for freedom. Media giants warn Conroy power grab threatens us all. The Adelaide Advertiser, high stakes in free speech fight. The Sydney Daily Telegraph, well, they've got a picture of Thomas Jefferson and a quote supporting freedom of the press, and a picture of every crossbencher. Freedom. These seven MPs will decide your right to know. Inside, they have this extraordinary double-page spread showing what the media would look like, purportedly, if the laws do pass. It's a hilarious piece of satire. I'll give you a taste of it later in the hour. But also the big news this morning, it's in the Fairfax papers, Canberra Times, ministers reconsider support for Gillard, the Melbourne Age, ministers desert PM, the Sydney Morning Herald, cabinet crisis, ministers turn on PM. The piece from Peter Harcher and Mark Kenny, it says Mark Butler's told colleagues he's reconsidering his support for the PM and Bob Carr lost confidence in her some time ago. Both were considered to be Gillard supporters. In the article, Butler's asked to confirm whether it's true. Is he reconsidering? He says he's not going to speculate. Bob Carr released a statement overnight. The views attributed to me in the article are incorrect and no comment was sought from my office. Nonetheless, one expects this will be a centre of attention for the remainder of the day at least. Let me update you on the finance overnight. The Dow Jones down 0.2%. The S&P 500, these are still trading markets, down 0.33%, and the Nasdaq down about 0.2%. Fran.